This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Buckingham Palace has said that Queen Elizabeth II, Britain's longest reigning monarch, has died at the age of 96. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers has the story.
Elizabeth spent over seven decades as monarch as the UK rebuilt itself after World War II, lost an empire, and then both entered and left the European Union. She was a constant presence for all Britons and the only monarch most British people have ever known. Whilst her image was a daily sight for many as it adorned stamps, coins and banknotes, her inner life and opinions remained largely an enigma. The impact of her loss will be huge and unpredictable. With Elizabeth's death, her son Charles becomes Britain's new king. Karen Chamas, London.
In Albania, Iranian diplomats were given 24 hours to leave the embassy in Tirana in the first known case of a country cutting diplomatic relations over a cyber attack. Iran condemned the diplomats' expulsion and denied responsibility for the July attack on Albanian government websites. South Korea, in a surprise proposal Thursday, offered talks with North Korea to discuss a reunion of families separated by the Korean War. The North has been reluctant to deal with President Yoon Suk-yeol. In Serbia, LGBT rights activists plan to defy the ban Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić put on next week's EuroPride parade after threats of violence. Civil Rights Defenders Monitoring Group said there will be no cancellation but would like to compromise with authorities. And Steve Bannon, the longtime ally and one-time top strategist of former U.S. President Donald Trump, has pleaded not guilty Thursday to criminal charges. The charges allege he deceived donors in an attempt to help Trump build a wall on the border. VOA News. The Biden administration is making a show of force in Europe as it boosts aid for Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Its top diplomat is in Kyiv, its defense chief in Germany, both announcing major new military aid for Ukraine and other nations whom Russia is threatening. On an unannounced visit to the Ukrainian capital, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the administration has told Congress it intends to give $2 billion in long-term financing to 19 nations most potentially at risk of Russian aggression. Earlier at a German airbase,
the war is at another key moment.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced a $675 million package of heavy weaponry for Ukraine. The U.S. has now allotted more than $15 billion in aid to the country since President Biden took office. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Police in the southeastern U.S. city of Memphis, Tennessee, said a man suspected of killing four people during an hours-long shooting rampage across the city Wednesday has been arrested. A spokeswoman says the 19-year-old was taken into custody late Wednesday night. Three other people were wounded in seven shootings across the city and a rampage that began after midnight local time Wednesday. Memphis has been shaken by several high-profile killings in recent weeks. The Chinese city of Chengdu has extended a COVID-19 lockdown in most areas, maintaining curbs that have ground business to a halt and confined the majority of its 21 million residents to their homes. The capital of southwestern Sichuan province has been effectively under lockdown for a week since reporting several hundred COVID cases. The measure was expected to be lifted Wednesday, but the city government announced that the entire city will continue to deeply push forward, that's their phrase, the assault for zero community spread. The Provincial Health Commission said Chengdu logged 116 new local infections on Thursday. More than half of those were asymptomatic. The United States will boost its stockpile of at-home COVID-19 tests, ordering more than 100 million tests from domestic manufacturers, this according to the White House on Thursday. But it warned that's a short-term solution. President Joe Biden's administration has repeatedly and unsuccessfully asked Congress for more pandemic money. It said last week it would request $22.4 billion in emergency funding for COVID-19 relief ahead of a potential case surge in autumn. The administration has warned it would be unable to provide enough tests, vaccines, and treatments without more funding. More on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marie.